of others I spoke with that I was never going to feel worthy. And if I waited for that time when I would be worthy, I probably would never go up for communion again. And I also came to understand that there was nothing that I could do that would make me worthy, but that I also didn't have to do anything to make me worthy. Jesus the Christ had already accomplished that for me. By shedding his blood on the cross, he made me worthy to be back in relationship with God and to be a part of God's family, God's kingdom, both here and into eternal life. And once I realized that, I went back to the communion rail and started receiving again. A second story. When I was in college, I was part of a Christian fellowship group. And one of the things that we did was street theater. We primarily did it on our own campus, but we also participated in a summer project where we traveled to various campuses as well as to some sites in Manhattan to perform our street theater. We usually use material that others had written. But one time, we wrote our own little skit, and it was called Registration for Heaven. And it was a spoof on registering for one's classes. And I remember us performing in Cafeteria Plaza, Caf Plaza, as we called it. And one member of our group was received into heaven. But I was the member of the group that when I went up for judgment, was rejected. And they made a big red X on my face. And I just couldn't believe, my character that is, that I wasn't going to get into heaven. And as I was dismissed, there were students watching who said, "Hey, you can hang with us. We're not going to heaven either." Then, of course, I realized, we all realized, perhaps this skit really was making the wrong point. Perhaps it wasn't encouraging others to come to faith in Jesus. What does it take for us to be able to come into worship, to come into the church, to feel, believe that we are worthy? Even though we know Christ made us worthy, how do we feel it? I'm sure we've all met several people who, when they were young, were brought to church, but at some point left and never came back. Perhaps some left because they had a bad experience at the church. But perhaps others were going through the same struggle that I went through with communion, were that these other students on my campus were going through. Obviously, they were not participating in any religion. What is it that makes us feel welcome, that makes us feel we want to be here, that we want to be a child of God, a brother or sister of Christ, and involved in the mission of Jesus? Well, on this last Sunday of the church year, Christ the King Sunday, because next week we start a new church year and a new season, the season of Advent, and change our gospel, we change to Mark for our readings, Mark and John, for our readings throughout the next year. But on this last Sunday, we hear Jesus' last story that he shares with his disciples and others who were gathered around. Now, the job of any preacher is to find the good news in a scripture text. But here we have a text where we're told that if you don't feed others, you don't give them something to drink, you don't take care of them when they're sick, you don't clothe them when they don't have clothes, you don't visit them in prison, you're going to hell. I mean, that's what it says. You that are accursed, depart from me into the eternal fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. And these will go away into eternal punishment. Doesn't sound like a good news text. And doesn't sound like maybe the right way to end the church year and celebrate that Christ is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. But we need to put on our thinking caps here and concentrate on what is Jesus saying? What is being told to us as we read between the lines? I mean, at first blush, it sounds like a text on works righteousness. If you do good things, you take care of the poor, you take care of the needy, you care for prisoners, you share what you have with others, then you'll go into eternal life. But if you don't, you won't. But we know that our righteousness, our being made worthy, is not from anything that we do. It's based on what Christ did for us. So what is Jesus saying? What's the good news message? Well, for all those who have felt unworthy, who have felt we're never going to heaven, or no, I'm not ever going back to church, or whatever feelings of rejection or dismissal or avoidance or denial, Jesus is actually telling us what makes for faith. for those of us who feel we're on the outside, the goats, as Jesus refers to us. Jesus tells us that whenever you do the things that I've done during my ministry, I fed others, I gave the waters of life to others. I met with outcasts, sinners, tax collectors, prostitutes. I healed others. Jesus is saying when we do those same kinds of things, when we are actively involved in some kind of ministry to feed the hungry or help someone to have their thirst quenched, or take time out to tend to somebody who is sick, or contribute clothing during a clothes drive, or see somebody we might know who has gone to prison, or just visited somebody just because we felt they needed somebody to talk to. When we do these things, these very Christ-like things, these things create and strengthen and support our faith. So rather than having faith first and then doing these deeds, the very deeds themselves help us to grow in our relationship with Christ. Now, mind you, this is not works righteousness. This is not about doing these things in order to be saved. This is about, in the act of helping our neighbor, serving our neighbor, loving our neighbor, all of a sudden we realize that our faith begins to grow. And rather than fearing that we haven't made the cut, Jesus is trying to make it clear to us the fact that you're doing these things, the fact that you enjoy helping others, these are the things that prove you have made the cut. Again, not because we did the things, but because we just felt called through the power of the Holy Spirit to do as Christ taught us to do. So the good news of this passage is that Jesus is trying to tell people that rather than be afraid that you might go to hell, afraid that you are not saved, afraid of God, when you find yourself doing these kinds of actions, that shows that you have been saved through faith in Christ. And these very actions and activities will produce faith. So on this last Sunday, Christ the King Sunday, as we end 1 year and begin another, we are reminded that we have all been saved by Christ dying on the cross for our sins. There's nothing that we need to do to earn that salvation. It is a free gift. But when we're feeling estranged, when we're feeling outside the rest of the church body, when we're feeling disenfranchised, just those acts of getting involved will all of a sudden begin to restore our faith. The faith is already there. It's a free gift. But we have suppressed it. We have pushed it down. And we haven't been paying attention to it. But if we just do as Christ did, we will find the Spirit awakening within us. We will find ourselves alive in Christ. And we will see that all those for whom Christ died will be welcomed into eternal life. Amen.